Hello.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, y'all? We are back. I'm Jay Flicks.
Yo, 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 it's Jay on the mic.
And you are listening to Clear Sound Podcast. Now, we are here with the upcoming artist, Melody. Melody, tell us more about yourself.
Hey, it's Young Melody in the building. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem. It's always we wanted to give you a good platform to talk. I actually be seeing what you be doing. I definitely admire your hustle and everything, too. I'm sure Jermaine do, too, as well. But, I be looking.
Thank you. I don't really be knowing how people, like, take my stuff, like, their perspective of, like, my work and stuff or, like, my effort. Because, like, I'm very consistent with, like, dropping or sharing or just in general promoting myself. So it's sometimes it gets like difficult when you're like promoting, you don't see like any progress. But then if you just keep like working hard, the progress eventually shows up. Like it's amazing to like see your own self like be in charge and actually get yourself to somewhere that you actually want to be.
Right. I know, I feel like, that's a good feeling, too, to know that somebody actually, like, watching you. No, I definitely see that, too. It's funny you mentioned that, but I definitely see, like, your work ethic in it. And it's consistent, too. Like, it's something consistent, and you're doing it for you. So I could definitely feel that. I definitely feel that you're doing it for you. And some people, they, like, I know a lot of people, they get discouraged based off of other people. Or other people either not tuning in or other people listening, whether they listening or not listening. But it's up to that artist or that person to not get discouraged about that, because at the end of the day, this is music that you're making. So music is for you. And if other people like it, then they like it and they mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at music as a therapy, and I definitely feel like you look at it that same way too.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up I grew up in a household where my mother, she always had music playing, or she was always dancing, singing. Mm-hmm. She actually grew up doing music. She used to be a rapper and mm-hmm. like singer and mm-hmm. dancer, all that stuff. So it's kind of like runs in the family. I most definitely do music for myself.
Mm-hmm.
No one actually see me as a rapper or mm-hmm. singer. Like, I didn't see myself as doing like that specifically. I really was into like music and singing, rapping, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna be a rapper. Like,
right, something just happened.
Yeah, it kind of was like a process.
Mm.
Like my older brother, he is actually a rapper. Like, just like me, he's like an artist. He does this. But I recently started writing. Like, I used to just freestyle, and, like, I got brothers, so you know how it is. Nah. We always chilling, bumping music, and then we get to freestyling, talk about each other, like, funny stuff like that. So that's kind of how, like, I grew. It's kind of, like, just in me to do that. And I also don't have sisters, so it's, like, I don't know. That's the type of person that I just was formed to be, like. And people say that my songs don't match my look. Or, like, how I rap in my songs is very different. I don't know.
So let me ask you this. Because a lot that I see, it's two different type of things. There's people that make music based off an image that they want. And then there's also people that make music. And then other people be like, what you said, like, your music don't match.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it possible that in your music, that's you just expressing who you really are?
Exactly.
Okay, I feel that.
So it's like they see me as like my outside. They just see my outside, but they, you know, when I drop my music and people listen to it, I'm giving them a sneak peek of like what really be going on.
Right, yeah.
So like when I got like, when I really be, like I actually say words that I mean, like situations in my songs, that's actually what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm in the midst of that happening, and I can peep. I can already see what's next with people, like, around me. So, like, it's weird. Like, if I played one of my songs and I rap one of the bars, I could tell you exactly when that happened, where it was, why I was feeling like that. Like, it's literally my, just the moment and feelings. Like, when I search for a beat, I'm waiting till I'm, like, freestyling on that beat. Like, if I'm freestyling, I can make up, like, that chorus right there. That's the beat I'm finna use. I'm finna make a song real quick. It just depends on the moment. It's like, it gotta be, like, in you just to do it, basically.
No, you can actually feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
A lot of people you can't find that with. But, yeah, a lot of people you can't find that with. Jermaine, you got something to say?
So, when it comes to your drive, I love your drive. You're definitely dedicated to it. Not a lot of people have that. I'm a photographer, and my drive wasn't, it wasn't persistent because I was, the confidence wasn't there. I see other people's work, and I was like, okay, my work is supposed to be just like that.
Yeah.
So, but your drive is great, and
thank you.
And it's amazing. I
really needed that, like that type of compliment, because you know I don't know. I don't really know what people think of me yet. I really don't care, to be honest.
No, that's
like
how
I
be.
Just gotta throw that in there. But at the same time, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know your, like, what people see, what are they getting from you. Because what you put out there is very important. Like, even though I do swear in my songs, like, I'm not telling people copy off of me. But this is just my product. I'm a product of my environment. That's just how I grew up. Like, I'm still a black girl that's, like, just here. Like, I don't know. It's different. And, like, with my music and being, like, in college.
You're in college?
Yeah, I was going to a private school, like, an all-white school, Green Bay. Their reaction to me was a little different. Like, they were intrigued, but they also, like, didn't like me. So it was like, oh, no, like, I don't know. People just gave me weird vibes because, like, my music and how, like, I dress. Like, I always got wigs, like, colorful wigs. And my outfits are always, like, just, I don't know. I just put, I don't know, it's just my personality. I don't really try too hard. I just grab this stuff and just put it on. And I'm just like, okay, this is how I'm going to look today. Or this is how I'm going to be today.
Like, would you say you, like, an extrovert or an introvert?
I say it's times where I could be both. Like, it depends on the setting and just the vibe. Like, the setting and the vibe of wherever I'm at. It could be, like, if I'm with around a lot of people and I know them, then I'm going to be, like, social, extrovert. If it's, like, a lot of people and I don't really know them, I'm going to be more quiet. But me being an artist, if they know I'm an artist, they going to most likely come up to me, talk to me. So I have to be prepared for that. So I feel like I could be introvert and extrovert. It just depends on the timing or area or how I'm feeling, honestly. Because sometimes, you know, you feel like you just don't want to talk. You don't want to.
No, that's how it be.
Yeah.
So, like, in the music, though, what would you categorize that in?
Introvert or extrovert? Yeah. I think extrovert.
Okay.
I really be trying to sound hard. That's one thing I can say I can try to do. That's one thing people can say that, like, yeah, you try to sound hard. Yes, I got a girly voice. Like, no one takes me serious. If they do, it's not fully because, like, people try to joke and say, like, oh, you're cute, you're funny, like, you're too goofy, your voice is girly, you got a baby voice, you're a crybaby. Like, no, not none of those things. None of those things.
Underestimate.
Yeah. But, I mean, I do have that goofy little side to me. Like, you know, I love being around people. I do love being around people and interacting with others. It's fun. Like, it adds to your life. Like, it's nothing you can't really not benefit from unless their intentions are bad.
So I didn't know I was gonna ask this question, but you mentioned college.
Uh-huh.
How was that? How is trying to pursue your career, but also in college, how was that like for you?
It's actually great. I felt like I wasn't gonna be prepared for it, but I still was like, I'm doing this regardless, because I've always had this, like, these dreams, just to graduate high school, go to college, and get my business degree, whether it's business and music or business management, either one.
Right.
I always wanted to get my degree because my family, they have businesses that they've started, but, like, I want to actually make them, like, real, you know? Like, I want to add a legacy or add something to our family. Like, we need stuff that we can look back on and be like, okay, yeah, we own this, we own that. Right. It, like, I feel like that's very important. And then with the music, it's like I am, like, juggling both. But whenever I'm not doing my schoolwork or I'm not in class or at school or working, I'm most definitely working on my music and my YouTube and promotions and shows. I look for shows. People actually invite me to places. So it's like, I don't know, I do juggle it because sometimes I have to turn down others. So I miss opportunities. So I think juggling with college and my music career is like a little bit of a struggle. But it's like a process. I got to get better at it, you know?
Okay, yeah. No, definitely. That's what life is about.
Yeah.
Learning how to, you know, juggle things out.
Most definitely.
Especially if you, like, determined and you set on music, you're going to do it regardless because that's something that you want to do and because you have the passion for it. The only thing that'll change that is if you lose it.
Sorry. So my question is, where do you want to go with it?
I'm going to be the next queen of rap. I'm just playing.
No, but
I'm saying, like, people have actually told me that. Like, commented on my pictures, videos. Oh, my God, the next queen of rap. Like, you're the best rapper in Milwaukee. Like, the best female rapper in Milwaukee that I know. Stuff like that. Like, and I don't know how to take those compliments. Like, I'm like, are they lying? Like, are they for real? Is this just to give me confidence? Because that's awesome. Like, I'm thankful. I really feel thankful when I get compliments like that. I didn't come into this looking for that. So when people give me compliments on my music, it actually makes me feel really happy. It's weird because, like, I like my music. So if somebody tell me, like, it's ass, which I've actually got plenty compliments like that, like, your music's trash, you can't rap, blah, blah, stop, just stop. Like, no, I'm not stopping, I'm going to keep going, because it's fun. It's actually really great. Like, I am the most happy when I'm done with my track. Like, if I'm in the studio and I just finished a song and I'm re-listening to it, I'm literally jumping,
that's because you're doing it for you. You're enjoying
like,
it.
Like, going crazy. Like, that's the most happiest, like, I feel in them very moments when I'm done with a song and I'm listening to it, I'm like, this is so fire. Oh, my gosh. Can't wait to drop this.
No, not so, like, basically, you surprise yourself sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I always sit down and pray before I write my songs. Like, before I find a beat or before I start writing. It's either one. I just sit there and I'll be like, God, I don't know. You gave me this gift. Take over. I pray that my song is good. Like, I don't know. Just write through me. Let me know what's up. Like, what do I say in this song now? Like, and so I feel like that's when my songs be good, because God, he be writing through me. So I don't know.
No, I definitely get that, though, too.
Yeah.
That's really important. And that's good that you do that, too.
Yeah, I don't think any song that I wrote I haven't prayed before. So I feel like God literally gave me them gifts, you know, like, I feel thankful. I don't really, I'm not, he said, what are you in it for, basically? And, like, I am in it for the money, of course. I want to make money off of my career, my dreams. I'm actually good at it, so I'm ready, like, for my product whenever it comes. Like, I'm not rushing my, I'm not rushing my fame or progress or anything. I'm just going with the flow. But I know in the end, like, I'm going to be satisfied with myself.
Right.
Whether I get a Grammy or I stay an underground rapper for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, I just like making music. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And my mom, she's awesome. She makes music too. Mm-hmm. My brother makes music. Like, we really just do this. So it's like.
So, you mentioned your mom and your brothers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is your drive? Like, to keep going, even in, you said people give you good compliments, people give you bad compliments, but what's your drive to, like, keep going and doing it?
I honestly do feel like my family is a drive. Mm-hmm. My granddad, he actually founded the production company that I'm trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Just Us Productions. He established that, like, way before I was born, probably before my mom was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, got it patented, like, the LLC, everything. So it's in his name.
Mm-hmm.
When I get my business degree, I kind of want to, like, start a production company.
Mm-hmm.
That's my, like, dream. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm thinking about doing. But he already passed it down. Like, he already sat me down. Mm-hmm. I was 15 years old. And this was before I was writing music. Like, I was still doing music, like piano, mm-hmm. instruments. I probably did sing a lot, but I didn't, like, write down any raps.
Mm-hmm.
So he was telling me, like, you know, I want to pass it down to you because I feel like you're very smart, you're very driven. And mm-hmm. I had a YouTube at the time. Like, I was doing YouTube. I was doing all types of stuff. So mm-hmm. everybody was looking at me. They're like, oh, my gosh, Ori, she's so cool, blah, blah, stuff like that. So he just, like, really, when he sat me down and talked to me and told me, like, he wanted to pass down his
mm-hmm.
his dreams to me. Like, I'm his granddaughter. So I just felt so blessed. Mm-hmm. I felt like, wow, my granddad actually sees stuff in me. Mm-hmm. That means I have it. Like,
right.
if my granddad is looking at me and actually giving me his business and I'm a child,
mm-hmm.
that's how I know, like, okay, I definitely got something that my granddad see.
Right.
So I basically just didn't. Like, I just didn't think because I didn't want to overthink.
Mm.
I tend to overthink when I'm thinking about a decision. So it's like, you got to just know. You got to, like, know inside. You got to, like, right. literally make yourself say, like, okay, I know I got right. this.
Yeah, I definitely see your potential. But mm-hmm. And one thing I do love about it mm-hmm. is that you're patient.
And yeah.
A lot of people don't have patience.
Mm. I know, like, people around me that I grew up around, they really didn't have patience. So I had to, like, look at their situation and try to, like, make sure my situation was a little different. Mm-hmm. Like, try to learn from other people's mistakes and right. my own. Because I really just want to have a good life
mm-hmm.
in general. I feel like everybody do.
Right. No, that's how it's supposed to be, though.
At the end of the day, like.
Yeah.
I just want to see everybody chilling, smiling, like, you know. So if I do get the opportunity to actually be everywhere, mm-hmm. be on billboards, get pictures, get to perform at huge stadiums, places, like, and my name gets bigger, I would just want to make everybody happy mm-hmm. on top of making myself happy.
Right.
So it's scary as hell putting yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
like, I didn't think my first song, it's called Talk My Shit, would even get to, like, 700
heard
views.
That song.
You did?
Yeah, I like it.
Thank
I heard
you.
That song, yeah.
I wrote that, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I just be going with the moment.
Mm-hmm.
During that time at school, I was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, every time I changed my hair or got a new outfit, it was girls that copy me, which that's mm-hmm. okay, because we're all females. We all gonna look good in certain stuff, you mm-hmm. know? But it's the credit, like, how you gonna be mean to me, but steal everything that right. I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to bully me, like, be mean, like, rude, mm-hmm. stuck up. Like, that's weird. Why do you have to be like that towards me?
So, like,
I don't know. I ain't get it. So that's why I dropped my song, Talk My Shit, because I'm like, I'm tired of being quiet. Mm-hmm. Y'all finna yeah. hear this. And I'm not finna confront y'all, but I'm finna get it out. Like, mm-hmm. and it was so many people that attacked me after, like, dropping that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people felt I felt like I was talking about them. And honestly, I wasn't talking about no one. I just had to get my feelings out because I know, like, I feel the energy that y'all throwing towards me. So it's like, let me, you know, vibe to some shit real quick.
Yeah.
And then I felt better.
So I think, Rain, then you had another segment?
Yes. So I'm going to get into the differences between being scarred and being wounded.
Now, scarred and wounded?
Yes. So have you ever heard a person, you know, referring themselves as scarred, and which is why they don't want to move on and they're hurt?
I feel like scarred is more associated with trauma. Like, being scarred is similar to being traumatized. But wounded is similar to being, like, hurt, like your feelings hurt. So trauma is like a shock, and then, like, your feelings, it's like pain inside. But scar, it could hurt still, but I feel like it's more of like a reaction or like a stuck feeling.
Well, yeah. So I'm going to explain that. So right here, I have a scar where I was hurt when I was younger. I was cut. Now, the scar shows that you have been hurt in the past, but you healed from it. It shows your healing process. But if you're still hurting from it, you are wounded. You haven't healed yet. So it's not a scar. Yeah. So when people move on, that scar is there to remind you of what you've been through. So you don't forget it, but it shows you healed from it, depending on how bad it was. So if you got stitches, it's going to be pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And that scar is going to be there forever, but it still shows that you heal from it and you learn from it. Now, if you're still hurting from it, it's a wound. It's still open. It's still affecting you. So you're going to have to stitch that up.
Most definitely.
Turn that into a scar and move on.
Healing is very important, especially just us being young. Like, healing is super important. And my mom, she does put effort into reminding me, like, you do got to heal from a lot of stuff. And I'm glad she's there to, like, tell me, because sometimes I don't be knowing that I'm still hurt over things. And I've been through so much. So it's like, blanks in my memory and like all types of stuff. So it's like, I know I remember. Oh, I didn't mean it. I know I remember, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I had.
It's like numb.
When Jermaine brought that to me, I asked him, and I want you to re-answer the question. I asked him, well, if you have a scar and a wound, and you was wounded, and then your wound turned into a scar, your scar is still there. So basically, I just want Jermaine to restate what you said when I asked you that question.
So, the scar is still there. It's there, like I said before, it's there to remind you of what you've been through. But it's there to show you.
You survive. Yeah.
You can heal from it. It's, if you have some minor, like a little paper cut or something, you might have like a little scar that it fades away. But when something major, you know, that really affects you, that's why it turns into a scar, because it's
altering, it changes you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And some people might not like it. You know, you're going to reflect on it. You're not going to like it because it's a scar. You don't want that ugly scar. But same time, it's showing that you heal from it.
Right.
That's some good knowledge, some deep knowledge.
Yeah, no.
Real deep. That boy
got
that.
A head on his shoulder.
It's really great to be able to talk to people who are very intelligent. I feel like I don't talk a lot. Like, I am an extrovert, like I said, but also, I don't speak unless I have something to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just going to be just saying anything. Nothing's just going to come out of my mouth without me having a thought process.
Right.
Or really feeling the words that coming out of my mouth.
Right.
So I feel like when I'm talking to people, they either have like a reaction because I use big words, mm-hmm. or like I'm just really speaking about something that's too real.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely get that.
Yeah.
And we all got a great head on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you on this show.
Most definitely. This is a great, like, I probably needed this.
Yes.
So a little talk
session.
It's
good to talk things out, yeah.
Yeah, we all need this. And, this was a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I'm looking for every day. This is Clear Sound Podcast. I'm Jay Flicks.
I'm Jay on the mic.
This is Melody.
Young Melody. Hey, yes. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, definitely. Thank y'all
so much. I definitely enjoyed myself.
Yes, and make sure you like, subscribe, and share.
Y'all better like and subscribe and comment.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all better show my brothers some love because they actually are very, very awesome. I love it. I'm so happy.
Thank you for listening. You know, y'all making this possible for us. And like I said before, this is Clear Sound Podcast. Tune in, like, share, and subscribe. And we'll be back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.